Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for Game 2 of this three-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Harrisburg Senators. First pitch at 6:35, now joined on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by Gio Brusa. Yesterday, you were doing something a little interesting before the game. You had a couple of things on a baseball field that you don't normally see. A little bouncy ball and a frisbee, and you also had a bat. So what were you doing?
I'm kind of a weird guy, so, you know, whatever it takes to get me right, I'll do, but... with the frisbee, I was just kind of working on throwing it with my back arm. I've been kind of getting stuck, like, with my back elbow as I'm coming through. So that really forces you to have to lead with the elbow and continue all the way through with the elbow. Just kind of like an exaggerated feel. And then the big bouncy ball is also in the back arm at the same time. And again, it's to exaggerate leading with the elbow, but also keeping, like, the space in my elbow. That way I'm not, like, scrunching, like, the hand towards the shoulder as I'm coming through. So they're just a couple drills that exaggerate the feel, so that way when I put the bat in my hands, it kind of naturally can happen.
So if someone were to want to try this at home, how would they throw the frisbee?
Have it in your backhand, and basically it'd be like you're throwing a baseball sidearm, and you want to throw the frisbee. So if you're right-handed... If you're hitting right-handed, you want to throw the frisbee, like, through the second baseman. If you're left-handed hitter, you want to throw the frisbee through the shortstop. And just really focus on, you know, just leading with the elbow the whole way through. And then with the ball in the back arm, you just want to make sure the ball, like, drops behind you before you come forward.
Why the elbow?
Because it creates the bat leg. I think that's the proper term.
What's the non-sciencey way of putting that?
It creates space. So there's room for the barrel to work as deep as possible, and yet stay in the zone, like, as long as possible. So you get the barrel in the zone early in the right way, and you can keep it going through the zone as long as possible. So that way... there's a little bit more room for air, timing-wise, depending on the pitch, etc.
Is this something that you've done in the past from both sides of the plate? Because you're a switch hitter.
Yeah, I try to mirror both sides the exact same. Sometimes, though, you know, one thing with one side will be different than the other that I need to correct. However, I have a nice little box of tools that I can go to. You just pick and choose from there.
Chatting here with Gio Brusa on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. So we got a frisbee, we got a bouncy ball. What else is in that box of tools?
There's a lot. Maybe we'll save it for another date for you, because I've got a bookload of it. But there's a dog toy to give you, a chuck it stick to give you a preview of maybe next time we chat when you see that come out. But yeah, there's all sorts of different toys out there.
We'll have to go through this at some point. Where'd you get all this stuff from?
My hitting instructor, really, Craig Wallenbrock, in Southern California that I go to. The guy's a genius. And I grew up, my dad always talked about doing drills, you know, and so that's kind of how I learned to swing. And Craig, his hitting style, he's got a drill for everything. And it's great because it kind of helps you exaggerate the feel of things and then translate it to the baseball bat. And it's kind of a fun way of doing it.
Gio Brusa joining us in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch at 6:35 tonight between the Flying Squirrels and the Harrisburg Senators. We talked about hitting a little bit. I want to talk about fielding, too, because you've been playing a lot of first base this year, made that transition last year, but you were starting in the outfield last night. What's it like trying to be both at the same time?
Honestly, it's fun. Going out to the outfield is like meeting an old friend that, you know, I'm very comfortable with. It's kind of nice to be back out there every now and then. And this kind of makes you feel like a little bit more of an athlete, you know, like I like playing multiple positions, especially now that I can play first base. So it's nice bouncing back and forth. So it's a nice little break to get out there.
What's been the toughest part about learning kind of the intricacies of first base?
I would say at some point just trusting your instincts, you know, like when you're learning something new, you're constantly kind of seeking guidance, but then it comes to a point where you don't need like necessarily the guidance on every little thing. I mean, you're always learning and being coachable and things, but just when you're out there trusting like, oh, I know what to do here. You know, like I've done it a million times in practice. I've heard it a million times and now just do it, you know, so just trust in what you've practiced.
Is there anything in the toolbox for working in the field?
Yeah, I mean, nothing too crazy. I'd say one of those, like, pancake gloves, or my good friend back home who I work with, Spencer Ferdinand, we would use, like, a ping pong paddle and do the same thing with it. That one's a little bit tougher, though, because it's a firmer surface. But, yeah, so it's always fun getting creative.
So a lot of things that are not glove or bat related, but helping you play the game of baseball.
Absolutely. Just have fun with it, you know? So, yeah.
All right, Gio, thanks so much, and best of luck down the road.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Starting lineups are next, and then first pitch comes your way at 6:35 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now 105.1 FM.